Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وسئل عليه السلام عن الإيمان فقال الإيمان معرفة بالقلب وإقرار باللسان وعمل بالأركان.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam was asked about belief when he said, belief means appreciation with the heart, acknowledgement with the tongue, and action with the limbs.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the context of the Iran Ramadan 2026 war. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, as well as the overall concept of jihad from Imam Ali alayhi salam's perspective, and of course, trying to connect all these things with the Ramadan 2026 war. So we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam's perspective and view, the greater jihad is the struggle against the rebellious self, which precedes the lesser jihad against the external enemy. Now, this greater jihad versus the lesser jihad, the greater jihad, the greater fight, the greater struggle, is, of course, the struggle against one's own rebellious self. This is also something that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi spoke about, and this is also something that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, he emphasized and highlighted. When we're talking about some of the examples of this struggle against the self, or to not turn into an oppressor, is, for example, in the Battle of Siffin, when Muawiyah's army blocked water from reaching Imam Ali alayhi salam's companions, we find that when in return Imam Ali alayhi salam had gained victory over the water wells, Imam Ali said, "Do not block water from the enemy." So, of course, you know, in this situation, very easily, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he could have blocked the water to the enemy in the same manner that the enemy had blocked water for him. But it was this Alavi ethics which reminds us that true victory is the supremacy of truth over falsehood, and not just the mere killing of the enemy. Killing of the enemy is not what is the purpose or the end goal. And of course, you know, we see that, for example, if Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to just merely kill people, he could have stopped water from reaching the camps of Muawiyah and they would have died. But we find that no, the purpose is for truth and right and these universal principles that guide humanity towards salvation. It is to exalt these values, it is to exalt these truths, these inalienable rights that every single human being has. This is what the ultimate purpose is. And so when you put these things into consideration, the wars of the present day will start to make sense, and you will see who is it that is working for or fighting for the inalienable rights of human beings, and who is trying to usurp and oppress and tread upon the inalienable rights of every single human being. And of course, you know, I don't understand, sometimes people get confused, but it's not confusing. The Islamic Republic of Iran is the one that is fighting for the rights not only of their own people, but for the rights of the people all across the world, in order to promote and spread and show the true meaning of freedom, which is put forth by the pure Muhammadan Islam. And on the other side, you have the arrogant powers of the world. You have America and the Zionist regime. You have the collective West that is following the lead of America and the Zionist regime in one way or the other. And you can clearly see what it is that they stand for, and they definitely do not stand for truth and justice. A very profound lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
The Shias, alhamdulillah, should be proud that we have maintained the humanitarian values of Islam when it comes to dealing with others in the state of war. You don't hear about, you know, atrocities from Shia fighters during our own time, whether it's Lebanon or Iraq or Iran. If they fight, they only fight against the enemy combatants. They do not go and, you know, kill innocent civilians. You will never hear Shia groups doing, you know, bombing a marketplace or a school or a masjid or a Husseiniya or a funeral procession. This is not done by the Shias because they still stand by the values of Islam as taught by the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. Even in 2014, when the Grand Ayatollah Sistani issued this fatwa in Iraq in order to get rid of ISIS, that all able-bodied, you know, men who have the capability and opportunity, they should go and join with the army. This was the public mobilization force. And this is how Iraq was protected, because of these, this fatwa, historical fatwa of Ayatollah Sistani. But even there, if you look at the instructions that he wrote for the fighters there, besides the army, which has its own rules and regulation, and they know what it's supposed to do, item number 7 is relevant to this theme, where he says, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّعَرُّزْ لِغَيْلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He says, I warn you against violating the rights of non-Muslims from whatever religion or mazhab that they would be, because they are under the protection of the Muslims in Iraq. The non-Muslim minorities are actually, the protection of them is a duty of the Muslims of Iraq in general. فَمَنْ تَعَرَّضَ لِحُرَمَاتِهِمْ كَانَ خَائِنًا غَادِرًا. Whoever violates their sanctities of their life or property or honor, then he is خَائِن and غَادِر. خَائِن means he is betraying the trust and he is betraying the values. And this is something not acceptable by the nature of human being, nor by the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he recites an ayat of Quran, writes an ayat of Quran there, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop you from being kind to those who are not fighting you when it comes to non-Muslims. And so do not go and violate their rights. Rather, he goes further to say, بَلْ لَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَسْمَحُ الْمُسْلِمْ بِإِنْتِهَاكِ حُرَمَاتِ غَيْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِمَّنْ هُمْ فِي رِعَايَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. No Muslim is allowed, you know, to allow the violation of the sanctities of non-Muslims under their protection. Rather, the sensitivities that they have for their own families should also be extended towards the families of the non-Muslims. Just as we wouldn't like to protect our women and children, he says, you should do that for them also. Just as you don't want your women and children to be violated, you should also see that their women and children are not violated at all. And then he actually goes back to this khutbah number 27 that I mentioned earlier about Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.